One time, long time ago, was a Yid, and his name was Reb Zundel. He owned a hotel and a restaurant, which that was a kind of parnasa that many Yidden had in those days to own. A kretschma, it was called, a hotel where people slept, and also a restaurant where people ate. And that's the way they made the living. People go to the hotel, they pay money for a room, they pay money for food, and the family of Reb Zundel, actually, part of this story you have to know right now, there wasn't the whole family except for the husband and the wife. Reb Zundel and his wife did not have any kinderlach. They did not have any children. And as much as they wanted, they still did not have children. So the family was only husband and a wife. So their parnasa came from the money. But once a year, they had to pay the person that owned the hotel. Now, it does not say in the story if it was a poretz or if it was a regular person that was not a poretz. It's not important for the story. The main thing was there was somebody who owned the hotel. Reb Zundel and his wife did not own it. And they had to pay a lot of money every year, a big amount of rent money, to be able to stay in the hotel. And from the rest of the money, they would live. But because it was a very nice hotel, and it was in a very good place, and a lot of people used to come there, so whoever owned the hotel charged a lot of money. And still, Reb Zundel and his wife made, Baruch Hashem, a nice living, because even after the rent, they still had a lot of money left over. And once in a while, they would talk and say, wouldn't it be nice if we would own the hotel ourselves and it would be ours? We wouldn't have to pay so much money every year to the owner. If we owned it, all the money that we would make from the people coming to stay with us and the food and from the restaurant would be ours. And we could even give more tzedakah and have more money and not worry about coming up with a big rent to pay the owner. But of course, they would think about it like a dream, because the hotel was worth a lot of money. And to come up with so much money at one time was impossible. And this is how the life went year after year. And still they did not have children. When all of a sudden, one day, a very surprising thing happened. The owner of the hotel all of a sudden came in as Reb Zundel and his wife were there working. And he seemed like in a very big hurry. He seemed very excited. And his wagon was outside. He says, Reb Zundel. Now, at first Reb Zundel got a bit afraid, because usually the hotel owner would come like once a year to get his rent. Or he would send his messenger or one of his workers or officers or whatever they were to collect the rent. And that was a nervous day, because if you didn't have the rent, you can get in big trouble. And usually the whole year, the owner did not necessarily come around because he had other things to do. But all of a sudden, one day, the owner was there himself. Uh-oh, Reb Zundel says, is this rent day? I don't have the money. Or is something wrong? And he thinks to himself, it's not the day I owe the rent, so why is he here? The hotel owner runs in and he says, Reb Zundel, I have some good news for you, maybe. Good news, maybe. Well, let's hear what the good news is, maybe. He says, look, something came up, and I have to move far, far away. I'm selling my castle. I'm selling all my things, because I have to travel far, far away. I can't take everything with me. And I also want to sell this hotel, because I can't be the owner anymore. I'll be too far away, living somewhere far, far away. I will not be able to come here and take care of things, and I will not be able to own property around here. I'm selling everything. But because you have been taking care of the hotel all these years, I'm giving you the first chance to be able to buy it, if you want to buy it. And Reb Zundel knew that this hotel was worth like 10,000 golden rubles, which is a lot of money. 10,000 golden rubles. That's how much you'd have to buy such a hotel. And he says to the owner, I would love to own the hotel, but I know how much it's worth. It's probably worth at least 10,000 golden rubles. I know that. In fact, you've said it sometimes. I could never come up with that much. And the owner smiles and he says, look, because I have to go away fast and I want to take as much money with me as I can, I mean, I could take a bag of money, I can't take a hotel with me. He says, if you can come up with 1,000 rubles in 1 week, I will let you have the hotel for only 1,000 golden rubles. Now the problem was, to come up with 1,000 rubles, even in 1 week, was very difficult. It's a lot of money. And he left and he says, let me know in 1 week, because if you cannot do it, I will have to give a chance to other people and they will be able to have the money. But I must leave in 1 week. Kinlach, Reb Zundel and his wife got very excited and they were happy and sad at the same time, happy to have such a chance and sad because they have no idea how they can get so much money in a week. All of a sudden, Reb Zundel's wife says, look, this is a very good chance. It's a wonderful thing. Why don't we do this? We live in a house which is not the hotel. We have our own house, which is a little ways away from the hotel. Let's sell our house. We'll sell my jewelry. We'll sell our bechers. We'll sell whatever we really don't have to really use. And we'll keep, let's say, one becher. We'll sell anything that we can get, we don't have to use. And we will move into the hotel, we'll buy the hotel. Let's try to do it that way. Kinlach, she took all of her jewelry, her special jewelry that she loved. They took all of their special things that were worth money. They sold their house. She even sold some of her nice clothes. Reb Zundel sold anything he could find, even furniture, to be able to raise the money. And at the end of the week, he counted out 1,000 golden rubles. But now they didn't have a house left. They didn't have the jewelry left. They didn't have a lot of their things left. And it was only in order to get that hotel. And they would be able to hopefully make back the money and buy other things. Because this was a chance of a lifetime. And now it was the last day, and Reb Zundel starts to go to the castle of the owner, or the Poretz, the owner of the hotel, to give him 1,000 rubles before the chance would be lost and somebody else would buy it. And he's on the way to the castle, going down the road. All of a sudden, he's passing by a house, and from the house he hears crying. It sounded like a woman crying. And he hears more crying. Sounds like kids crying. Not only one kid, but there were a lot of crying kids in the house. And a crying mommy. That's what it sounded like. A crying mommy and crying Kinlach. Even babies. What is that? Something is wrong. Reb Zundel goes over to the house. He knocks on the door. The door almost fell off. With such a house, with such a door, that this house was almost falling over itself. It had cracks in the wood. It had broken glass, broken windows. It had a door that was falling off. It had steps that were broken. Oy Nebuch, a very poor family. And he saw through the door as the wind just blew the rest of it open. A mother and her 7 Kinlach crying. And he did not see a Tati. And he was just standing there. He says, I couldn't help but hearing, as I was walking down the road, the crying from this house. Maybe there's something I could do to help. And one of the Kinnaluk said, there's nothing you could do to help because our Tati passed away. Our Tati died and he left us all alone. And we have nobody to take care of us and nobody to give us money for food or for clothes. And another kid says, we were poor before Tati died and now we have nothing at all. We don't even know what we're going to eat tonight for supper because we don't have a Tati to take care of us. And the mommy was crying and the Kinnaluk were crying. And he sees the family and he's holding on to the bag of 1,000 rubles. All of a sudden, out of a big feeling in his heart, he goes over to the mommy and he says, here, take this bag. Maybe it's going to help you for a while to take care of your family. And he gave her the bag. She didn't know what it was. All of a sudden, she looks inside the bag and she sees all of these golden coins. She couldn't believe it. She says, you can't do this. This is so much money. You can't give me this. He says, look, I know that you need it. Please take it. I want you to have it. And he ran out of the house. Kinnaluk, the mommy, and the Kinnaluk could not believe what happened. All of a sudden, they have money to be able to live. And Reb Zundel now was walking down the road towards the castle of the Poritz. And of course, he's thinking to himself, wait a minute, what do I have to go to the castle of the Poritz for? Or the owner of the hotel. He's walking down the road towards, Reb Zundel is walking down the road towards the castle. He says, what do I have to do now to go to the castle of the owner of the hotel? I don't have any money to give him anyway. I might as well go home. He turns around to go home. He says, wait a minute. How can I go home? I've just given away all of our money. We sold everything. If I go home and tell my wife what happened, she's going to feel maybe very sad or very upset because we have nothing now for ourselves. We have nothing left for ourselves now. We sold everything. The furniture and the jewelry and the house. He couldn't go to the palace. He couldn't go home. Where am I going to go now? I don't think I should go home now. And he decided to go on a different road to go to the next town. He thought to himself, maybe the next town, something will happen. Maybe I'll be able to do something to get money over there and I can bring it home and we'll have money for myself and my wife. Reb Zundel now goes to the next town. This is a big town. It had more stores. It had a marketplace. He says, well, maybe I'll go to the marketplace. I'll try to do some kind of business. But I don't have anything to sell. I don't have anything. I don't have any money to buy anything. What am I going to do? I can't go to the marketplace. I can't go to a store. Well, he saw the shul. He went into the shul. He sat down in the shul and he started to cry. He put his head down on the table and he starts to cry. Shh. Should I go on with the story or not? And Kinnaluk, as Reb Zundel is crying, shh, he heard some footsteps. Before I tell you about those footsteps, I have to tell you a part of the story that did not take place in the world. It took place in the Himmel. Because as we know, Kinnaluk, certain things happen in the world and certain things happen in the Shemayim. Now we're going to go into the Shemayim. As soon as Reb Zundel gave that bag of money to that family, that poor family that had lost the Tati, all of a sudden, Kinnaluk, a tremendous, big light went up into the Shemayim and filled the whole Himmel. And all of the Malachim saw this light and they got so excited. Something special happened. Something special happened. Let's go see what it is. And all the Malachim are gathering around, finding out what's going on. And they see with their Helik Ruach HaKodesh, the tremendous mitzvah that was just done in the world, that a man had given away all of his money to somebody else to help them. Such a tremendous Av Yisrael and Gemilus Chasarim and Stake and helping a widow and helping orphans, Kinulak without a tati. And the Malachim got excited. Oi, we have to do something in return back to this Reb Zundel who did the mitzvah, because he deserves a big bracha and a big reward. And the Malachim were going to Hashem. They wanted to get the key of the royal Helike treasure house of Hashem's Helike brachas, and the special treasures of the special treasure house of special brachas. We'll get the key, we'll open it up, we'll take out the best bracha we can find for Reb Zundel and give it to him as a reward for the mitzvah that he did. And they're going to Hashem to get the key. All of a sudden, the Satan, who is the Yetzer Hara, who is the troublemaker Malach, he all of a sudden screamed out, "Stop! Don't give them the key. Reb Zundel does not deserve anything, because it wasn't really a big deal mitzvah. It wasn't really a thing that he deserved to have a special bracha for. Because maybe he did not do it for Hashem. Maybe he just did it for himself. Maybe to show off. Maybe he wanted to get some special attention and covet, that he should feel good about himself, that he helps people. It wasn't really such a big mitzvah that he did. And besides, there's a certain rule. Whoever gets a special bracha from the royal treasure house of Hashem, and a special bracha, first must be tested to see if he really deserves it." And the Malachim say, "But wait a minute, Reb Zundel just did a big mitzvah. Isn't that enough of a test to see if he deserves it? Of course he deserves it." "No, maybe it wasn't really a mitzvah for Hashem. It was just something he did for himself, maybe to show off. And maybe he wasn't thinking. He did it in just a few seconds. He wasn't thinking about Hashem. He was just thinking how important he's going to be to make this lady and her kids to feel good. Maybe he did it to show off. Maybe he did it to get a big thank you. He must be tested." And the Satan says, "I will go down and test him. And then we'll see." All of a sudden, Kinulach, another voice came from the Shemayim, and it was Eliyahu HaNavi. As we know, Eliyahu HaNavi is a malach in the Shemayim. He used to be a tzaddik in the world, now he's a malach. Eliyahu HaNavi spoke up, and he said, "Yes, there is such a rule that a person should be tested before the treasure house is open with the key. But instead of the Satan going down to test him, and he might give him such a difficult test, it wouldn't be fair, I will go down to test him." And the Satan says, "No, I want to go to test him." Eliyahu HaNavi says, "There's no rule that you have to go yourself. I can also go as long as he has a test." Well, they made a Beis Din Shalmaila. They made a meeting of the Beis Din Shalmaila, and they decided that they will test Reb Zundel, but Eliyahu HaNavi is allowed to be the one who tests and not the Satan himself. And so Kinulach, so Eliyahu HaNavi was given the permission to go down to test Reb Zundel to see, was this really a mitzvah for Hashem, or it was just something that was for Reb Zundel himself without a thought for Hashem. As we know, sometimes a person does a thing for himself, that he gets something out of it, and he's only thinking about himself. And sometimes the person is thinking, kenalach, about Hashem, without thinking about himself. This is the highest way to do a mitzvah, l'shem shemayim. You know that this is what's right, even if you'll not get anything from it. This has to be done for Hashem. You're not thinking about what's going to be for yourself. Now, we go back to the shul in the other town. Reb Zundel is crying. He doesn't know what to do. He has nothing because he gave it all away. And all of a sudden he hears footsteps in the shul. He looks up. He sees an old man. The old man is dressed very nicely, very beautifully, and the old man has a kind smile on his face. And he looks up, and the old man says, Shalom Aleichem. And Reb Zundel says, Aleichem Shalom. And the old man says, I see that you're a new person in this town. I never saw you before in this shul. And I wanted just to say hello. Do you need anything? I see you're crying. Something is wrong. Maybe I could help you. Reb Zundel says, I don't know if you could help me. The old man says, look, I don't want to be nosy. I don't want to ask questions I shouldn't ask, but maybe you'd like to talk over what's the problem. I see something is bothering you. And this Reb Zundel felt, because he seemed like a very nice old man, maybe he'll tell the old man what's going on. Now, does anybody know exactly who this old man was?
Eliyahu Navi.
This was Eliyahu Navi, that's right. He can come down as an old man or anything he wants. This happened to be Eliyahu Navi. And Reb Zundel Kenalach, he told the whole story that we know already. I don't have to say over the whole story. He told over what happened that day, and that now he does not know what to do. And that's why he's crying. He's crying because he doesn't have any money left. He lost out on a great chance, but he knew this was the right thing to do, and he did it. But now he just does not know what to do. And all of a sudden he looked into the old man's face, and the old man had a very surprised look on his face. He says, you did such a big mitzvah? You did such a tremendous mesiras nefesh to give away that money to that family? And the old man says, you know what? I have a great idea for you, how you could help yourself now, and you could get what you need for yourself now. He says, I have a very good idea now. The old man says, I have a very, very good idea. And I think this will be your help. Well, Reb Zundel got excited. He says, yes, what's the idea? I happen to be a very wealthy man. You know what, you know what wealthy means?
Yeah.
Rich. I have a lot of money. I tell you what, I will give you 1,000 golden rubles if you will sell me the mitzvah that you just did. In other words, you will give me the schus of the mitzvah just like I did it, and I'll have for myself that mitzvah, because I know that you did a beautiful mitzvah, but now you have nothing left for yourself. So I will buy from you the mitzvah. I will give you 1,000 golden rubles, and you will have the 1,000 golden rubles, and you will sell me the mitzvah. Well, at first Reb Zundel thought to himself, oh, I would get back 1,000 golden rubles, and I can go and buy the hotel, and everything will be just like before. But then he thought to himself, wait a minute, I don't understand. I gave away money for a mitzvah because I wanted that mitzvah. Would it be right that I should give away the mitzvah back for money? Oh no, I'm not going to lose that mitzvah. And Reb Zundel says, I'm sorry. I will not sell that mitzvah. No, I did that mitzvah. And I meant it to be a mitzvah. I knew that was the right thing to do. I knew that was the right thing to do for Hashem. Oh no, I wouldn't sell it for 1,000 golden rubles. No way. And the old man says, you know, you're right. For 1,000 golden rubles, that's what you gave away. So why should you give up the mitzvah for 1,000 golden rubles? So you know what I'll tell you? I'll give you 5,000 golden rubles for the mitzvah. And Reb Zundel says, I wouldn't even sell that mitzvah for 1,000,000 golden rubles. It's my mitzvah. I know that I did that mitzvah for Hashem. Reb Zundel said, I will not even sell that mitzvah for 1,000,000 golden rubles because I know that was a mitzvah I did for Hashem. And I'm not selling it. And the old man smiled and he says, I see that you really want that mitzvah for yourself. But I tell you, I know that you really need the money. So sell me a half of the mitzvah. And I'll still give you 1,000 golden rubles for just a half. No, I'm sorry. I'll give you 5,000 golden rubles for a half. I'm sorry, not even a part of the mitzvah. And the old man says, you know what? I will give you the golden rubles. I will even give you 10,000 golden rubles if you will sell me a tiny part of that mitzvah, even one little tiny part of that mitzvah. I'll give you 10,000 golden rubles. Just let me share the mitzvah with you that I should have part of it, even a teeny little weeny part of it. And Reb Zundel says, I'm sorry, I will not even sell the teeniest, tiniest corner of that mitzvah for any money in the world. And Kinalach, now the old man had the biggest smile on his face. And he says, Reb Zundel, I want to tell you something. And I want to tell you that there's a very special, special bracha for you that's waiting for you. And Reb Zundel was a little bit confused because he thought the old man would be upset at him. Reb Zundel thought the old man would be upset at him because he's not letting him share the mitzvah. And the old man says, I'm not really an old man from this town. I am Eliyahu Hanavi. And I've come to test you. Because in the Shemayim, we all saw the big, big lichtical light that came from the special mitzvah you did today. And right away, the good Malachim wanted to give you a big, big bracha from Hashem's treasure house. And they went to get the key. And of course, Hashem is the one who gives the bracha. But the Malachim have their job to do, to bring you the bracha. And the Satan, the Yetzirah, stopped it and said, you need to be tested. Because he didn't believe that you did the mitzvah for Hashem. And he said, you have to be tested to find out if it really was for Hashem. And I volunteered to come to test you. And I just tested you to find out if you would give up that mitzvah for money or if you would keep that mitzvah because you did it for Hashem. And you passed the test. And now the Malachim are going to the special treasure house of special brachas. And I want to tell you, you have a choice. You have a choice either to be a very wealthy, big millionaire, and you and your wife will live in great comfort and wealth the rest of your lives, or you have another choice that you shall have a baby. Now, Kinalach, what do you think they chose?
Baby.
He says, I know that my wife and I would be much more happy much happier if we had a baby, because that's what we've been davening our whole lives, to have a baby. And we would be much happier even more than to have money. And Eliyahu HaNavi said, but if you will have a baby, there's a condition that you must agree to, and that is you will have to be wandering the rest of your lives in poverty. That means they would have to wander around from place to place without a home, and they have to be poor like beggars. And that was a condition that they would have to agree to in order to be able to be zeicha to have that baby. Now, of course, why this is and all the explanations, the story does not say. And Reb Zundel says, if you don't mind, I would like to go ask my wife for her permission and her agreement to make sure that it's okay with her. I wouldn't want to do anything that Chas Shalom would hurt her, and I want that she should also agree. And Eliyahu HaNavi said, okay, you can go home and you can let me know. Reb Zundel went home. He told his wife what happened. What do you think she chose? To be very, very wealthy, and that should be the bracha for their mitzvah, or to have a little baby? What do you think?
To have a little baby.
To have a little baby, even though they would have to wander around to be poor. And sure enough, Kinalach, the next year they were benched with a baby, and his name was Menachem Mendel of Rimonov. And he grew up to be a very big halakhic